State lawmakers are retreading a familiar road to riches this session, highway tolls. On Wednesday, Governor Ned Lamont reintroduced the idea of tolling in his budget address, saying toll money could be used to rebuild highways and bridges suffering from decades of neglect. But as Connecticut Public Radio's Patrick Scahill reports, tolls have a long history in Connecticut as a political third rail.
It was 1983. Toll booths in Connecticut had already experienced decades of problems like accidents and traffic jams, and then a truck slammed into a car waiting at the Stratford Toll Plaza on Interstate 95. Here's a police officer speaking to WTNH at the time.
Investigation shows that the truck, for some reason, just went through the toll lane and struck two or three vehicles, and there was an explosion, and we have six people incinerated right now.
The accident ended up killing seven people, but for years prior, tolls had problems. Commuters in southwest Connecticut complained they bore most of the fees. News reports at the time documented foggy days and fender benders at toll plazas, and there were other fatal accidents, too. All that led state leaders to reverse course and eliminate tolls. And this April, it will be 30 years since the last bit of change dropped into a Connecticut toll booth. But getting rid of the booths also got rid of lots of money. And when that money vanished, debate about resurrecting tolls reappeared. But Rudy Marconi says no one wanted to touch it.
We've been talking about this for close to 20 years now, and we still haven't come up with an alternative.
Marconi is the first selectman of Ridgefield and president of the Connecticut Council of Small Towns. He says tolls are all over the East Coast, and the legislature loves to study them. But
we need to stop studying the studies. We need to sit down and make conscious decisions about where the needs are in our state, and the importance of our infrastructure is critical.
Governor Ned Lamont says he wants to make that decision, arguing tolls are essential for Connecticut to grow. And even though he said during the campaign he just tolled trucks, Lamont now says that in order to pay for all the upgrades he wants to do, cars need to be tolled too.
And I would only consider this option if we maximize the discount for Connecticut Easy Pass users and offer a frequent driver discount for those who require frequent use of our major roadways.
Lamont says tolls could eventually bring in $800 million each year. And toll booths, the ones that caused all those accidents, well, they'd be gone, replaced with dozens of overhead Easy Pass gantries on Interstates 84, 91, 95, and Route 15. Lamont wants it all rolling by 2025, but lawmakers need to approve it. Senate Republican leader Len Fasano says for that to happen, he needs a lot more detail, like how toll fees are calculated.
To say tolls are okay and not tell any one of us how much he's charging per mile is disingenuous. So tell us what you're charging us. If it's such a good deal, we're not going to mind. Where's the numbers?
At a rest stop on I-95 in Fairfield, reactions to tolls are mixed. Some support the idea if money is used to fix roads. One man says he just uses his GPS to avoid tolls. Wilton resident Julie Higgins says she's not necessarily opposed to tolling, but thinks Connecticut drivers are already pretty squeezed.
Connecticut's become a very unappealing place to live, and one of the reasons is taxes. I realize we're in a pickle now. We have to do something. I guess the appeal of tolls is that out-of-staters get hit with it too, so the burden isn't wholly borne by the people of Connecticut.
Higgins says that makes tolls slightly more appealing, but still.
I'm about to leave Connecticut, moving to another state.
She says her kids are older, she's bought land, and is headed to New Jersey, which she jokes is another high-tax state, which also has tolls, which means soon Higgins will drive south, paying tolls on the road to the next chapter of her life. Patrick Scahill, Connecticut Public Radio.